We quarrelled often, but made peace as quickly, shed many tears, but laughed the while they fell, had our small woes, our childish bumps and bruises, but mother always kissed and made them well. Is it long since? It seems a moment only. Yet here we are in bonnets and tailcoats, grave men of business, members of committees, our playtime ended, even baby votes. And star-eyed children, in whose innocent faces kindles the gladness which was once our own, crowd round our knees with sweet and coaxing voices, asking for stories of that old-time home. "Were you once little, too?" they say, astonished. "Did you, too, play? How funny! Tell us how!" Almost we start, forgetful for a moment. Almost we answer, "We are little now." Dear friend and lover, whom today we christen, forgive such brief bewilderment. Thy true and kindly hand we hold. We own thee fairest. But ah, our yesterday was precious, too. So, darlings, take this little childish story, in which some gleams of the old sunshine play, and as with careless hands you turn the pages, look back and smile, as here I smile today. Chapter 1. The Little Cars. I was sitting in the meadows one day not long ago, at a place where there was a small brook. It was a hot day. The sky was very blue, and white clouds, like great swans, went floating over it to and fro. Just opposite me was a clump of green rushes with dark velvety spikes, and among them one single tall red cardinal flower, which was bending over the brook as if to see its own beautiful face in the water. But the cardinal did not seem to be vain. The picture was so pretty that I sat a long time enjoying it. Suddenly, close to me, two small voices began to talk, or to sing, for I couldn't tell exactly which it was. One voice was shrill, the other, which was a little deeper, sounded very positive and cross. They were evidently disputing about something, for they said the same words over and over again. These were the words: "Katie did." "Katie didn't." "She did." "She didn't." "She did." "She didn't." "Did." "Didn't." I think they must have repeated them at least 100 times. I got up from my seat to see if I could find the speakers, and sure enough, there on one of the cattail bulrushes I spied two tiny pale-green creatures. Their eyes seemed to be weak, for they both wore black goggles. They had six legs apiece, two short ones, two not so short, and two very long. These last legs had joints like the springs to buggy tops, and as I watched, they began walking up the rush, and then I saw that they moved exactly like an old-fashioned gig. In fact, if I hadn't been too big, I think I should have heard them creak as they went along. They didn't say anything so long as I was there, but the moment my back was turned they began to quarrel again, and in the same old words, "Katie did. Katie didn't. She did. She didn't." As I walked home, I fell to thinking about another Katie, a Katie I once knew, who planned to do a great many wonderful things, and in the end did none of them, but something quite different, something she didn't like at all at first, but which, on the whole, was a great deal better than any of the doings she had dreamed about. And as I thought, this little story grew in my head, and I resolved to write it down for you. I have done it. And in memory of my two little friends on the bulrush, I gave it their name. Here it is, the story of what Katie did. Katie's name was Katie Carr. She lived in the town of Burnett, which wasn't a very big town, but was growing as fast as it knew how. The house she lived in stood on the edge of the town. It was a large square house, white with green blinds, and had a porch in front, over which roses and clematis made a thick bower. Four tall locust trees shaded the gravel path which led to the front gate. On one side of the house was an orchard, on the other side were woodpiles and barns, and an ice-house. Behind was a kitchen garden sloping to the south, and behind that a pasture with a brook in it, and butternut trees, and four cows, two red ones, a yellow one with sharp horns tipped with tin, and a dear little white one named Daisy.